New Testament lesson is from the Gospel of Matthew, 14th chapter. We'll begin reading at verse 22. We'll read down through verse 33. Page 16 in your pew Bibles, if you'd like to read along with me. Wonderful. The Word of God. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of this, his holy word. Again, will you all join me in prayer? Let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we thank you so very much for those words of challenge and life from our Lord. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts here be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid." Frederick Bruner, from the West Coast, translates Jesus' words this way: "Courage, I am. Don't be afraid." The disciples, a boat in a storm-tossed sea, panic, and then a vision of Jesus walking on the water. Peter wants proof it is Jesus. So he asks Jesus to enable him to walk on water. Now Jesus says, "All right." And Peter is doing that wave shuffle until he sees those storm-tossed waves and begins to sink. "Lord, save me!" Peter screams. And there is Jesus with his hands out, capturing Peter before he drowns. Getting into the boat, the disciples say, "Jesus, you are the Son of God." This text in Matthew's gospel is very subtle in that it wants you and I to remember when God revealed himself to Moses way back in the book of Exodus, when he said to Moses, and Moses wanted a name for God, God said, I am who I am. Check it out in Exodus chapter 3. And here in the Greek, Jesus says, I am. When the disciples are so scared, Jesus and the Lord God use the same language when they are revealing who they truly are. Jesus is God, and Jesus is divine, same as the Heavenly Father. And Jesus can be counted on to pull us through when we are ready to sink into the overwhelming sea of dread. Because God is in the saving business. Have you ever felt like in the past few weeks you were about to drown in the sea of heartbreak and grief and sadness or stress and despair? Try as hard as you can. The water seems like it is just too high above your head. The good doctor comes into the examining room and says, Michael, I hate to tell you this, but your cancer is at stage 4. It doesn't look very good from here. And let me tell you what you can expect in the months ahead. Perhaps you are sitting here today shattered because your best friend's only child is going to die very soon. The doctors, the nurses have said there are no more treatments we can give your beloved child. We are so sad. Maybe that golden goose egg you were planning to hatch in order to bail you out of all kinds of financial troubles just blew up in your face, releasing not dollar bills, but a whole bunch of black and gray feathers. So much of our lives is steeped in all kinds of stresses and strains. If we ever needed a savior, just take a look at our lives, individual and corporate. We are a mess. But here is the good news. Jesus is here reaching out his hand to ours. Grab onto it and don't let go, because God will not let go of your hand. For the past several weeks since the beginning of summer, some of us at 8:30 on Sundays have been watching a DVD series with Pastor Andy Stanley from North Point Ministries outside Atlanta on what makes you happy. And we found out that the road to happiness, the road to a life of blessing, the road to a life of peace, is paved by God's power in Jesus Christ. When you and I trust in Jesus, he gives our lives peace. A peace with God, a peace with one another, and a peace within ourselves. Knowing that God forgives our sins, we are now able to forgive others and treat them as we would like to be treated. This is the world of peace that God puts us in. The Apostle Paul, for all his bad press in the church and outside the church, so often said what we need to hear. From chapter 5 in Romans, Paul writes, therefore, since we are justified by faith, We have peace with God, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. God declares you and me righteous. God pronounces upon each one of us that we are forgiven, that we are loved beyond our wildest imaginations. And so stop trying to hate yourself. Stop trying not to forgive yourself or to forgive others. Because God has not stopped loving and forgiving you and me. And we find out when we are able to trust in Jesus that we are no longer in charge of the world all by ourselves. That we can let go, and we can let go of bitterness and anger and hatred and revenge and so forth. And what we find when we do that is a God-given peace. God has made peace with us, and now we can be at peace with one another. God has forgiven our sins, now we can forgive the sins of others. And good news is we can even forgive ourselves. As Pastor Andy says, peace and happiness is not because of a what, think new car, vacation to Gettysburg, sexy new jacuzzi, large 401k. Happiness, peace is not a result of a what, but of a result of a who or two. It's a result of being in a right relationship with God. Oh, you've seen that bumper sticker. No, God, no peace. No God, K-N-O-W, no peace. Just that simple and just that profound. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, help us to know you and to trust in you and to have the peace that you offer us that's beyond all understanding. And so we can be at peace with you and with one another and with ourselves. Gracious Lord, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us all, no matter what our age, to truly trust in him. In Jesus' name we say, Amen.